So, Toriyono, so the heavens are shaking, the stars are shaking, the moon and the sun are shaking, the planets are shaking, the entire heavens are shaking. Everything that can be shaken is shaken, and only the eternal kingdom shall stand. I shall shake, and I shall purge, and I shall with fire refine, and I shall deal with sin and iniquity and injustice and everything that opposes and tries to usurp and overthrow and assault my throne, for I am still Lord. I overthrew Pharaoh. I overthrew the reptilian kingdoms of this earth, and the final battles are coming into play now, and they're happening faster. Hold on, hold on, and listen only to what I tell you, and only what I instruct you, for it's not going to be as you think, and it's not going to go as you think. I say some would do exploits. I say others shall be purged and refined and saved at the last. Have ears to hear and eyes to see and hear. Do. Be obedient. Give complete surrender. Be generous to your neighbors. Love them. Bring them words of repentance and correction. As the doors open, remember to stay focused on what is important. My word and my spirit. And the sword of my truth shall go forth. It shall go forth out of my mouth, and it shall slaughter my enemies. For I have said this in Revelation 19. And I am not going to hold back. I am travailing. In Isaiah 59, it says, who is this who works his own salvation with his arm? And he travailed. It was me. I'm the one. I'm the intercessor that travailed and brought forth the judgments of God. I brought them forth. The book of Revelation is about my judgments and the revealing of me as Lord over all creation that I created. That is going to be reconciled back to me. And this is the process. Great and marvelous are thy works. Just and true are my ways. Who should not fear me? Who should not glorify my name? For my judgments are being made manifest. Hold on to the profession of your faith. Strengthen yourself in the word. Keep yourself right. Let go of all accounts and reconcile them at the foot of the cross. For this is not an hour to hold or begrudge anything or anyone. Keep it clear, because I will honor and I will reward those who I want to honor and reward. I will raise them up, and I will do a work such as never been seen or understood, even through the prophetic revelation of my given word in the history since the time of Adam and Eve.